Mountain View County Council has approved updates to the municipality's procedure and conduct of meeting bylaw number 07-23 to allow meetings to be held by electronic means, including a provision allowing members of the public to utilize video conferencing software to make submissions. During the COVID-19 pandemic, councils were permitted to have meetings held by electronic means such as Zoom under a provincial ministerial regulation. After the provincial regulation was removed, the Municipal Government Act was expanded to grant municipalities the ability to continue the procedure through bylaw. The updated procedure now reads, Council has authorized for meetings of council to be held by electronic means through the use of online video conferencing software. This authorization shall also permit councillors to participate by electronic means if they are unable to attend a council meeting that is scheduled to be held in person. Members of the public, when permitted to make submissions in accordance with this bylaw, may utilize the video conferencing software to make applicable submissions. During the April 12 meeting, Council instructed administration to bring back information on the possibility of public question and answer sessions being added to future Council agendas. During the May 10 Council meeting, administration recommended that the current practice of delegation requests as the public opportunity to participate in Council meetings be maintained. Adding more content to already full council meetings may take up a significant amount of time and could result in extending meetings, Chief Administrative Officer Jeff Holmes said in a briefing note to council. Other municipalities, including recent examples within Mountain View County Regional, have experienced public question and answer periods that become contentious or confrontational, particularly if individuals use it as an opportunity to express their grievances or engage in personal attacks. This can create a tense and divisive atmosphere that may make it difficult for the council to make decisions or work effectively together. There is also the risk, individuals may use the public question and answer period to advance their own personal or political agendas, rather than asking questions that are genuinely related to municipal business. This can distract from the important issues that council needs to address, he said.